Hello, everyone. This is Kathleen Francis, host of Wise Women on Progressive Radio Voices, a wonderful opportunity that Gary Null created for us to bring wisdom forward to the women and the men who are in our listening audience. And I want to give wonderful credit to the beautiful music that my show opens and closes with. John Spoon and his partners, Serpents, is the name of group, and Only One is just an absolutely astonishingly beautiful piece that I suggest everybody go online on YouTube and look at the graphics. They just take you into another dimension. So speaking of interesting dimensions, I will tell you that today's guest we have had on before, and once again a wonderful privilege for us to share time with Michelle Phillips. And she has been teaching worldwide her wonderful workshops and intuitive teachings. She is an internationally renowned intuitive healer, speaker, teacher, author, and workshop facilitator. And she has six wonderful books, The Creative Creator Speaks, The Creator Teaches, The Creator Heals, Purchase and Read and Reread. So that, you know, you're able to get this wonderful information that comes through her. So I want to bring her on and talk about her recent workshop. So with that, Michelle, welcome to Wise Women.
Honor and privilege to be on your show again. I'm excited.
Yes. So... you had a recent workshop, and I wondered if, well, first of all, not everybody might have heard our previous podcast, so maybe you can share a little bit, at least, about how you came to have these wonderful gifts and how you bring about the information that you have for both workshops and individual sessions.
Well, I was born with the gift. Whatever that means. Like
so
I've always
developed been, what you have now.
Yeah. I've always, from a young age, I could always read people, but I didn't know I was reading people. You know, when you're young, you just think it's everyone's consciousness. And
yes.
I always knew I lived before. So my first conscious memory of that, like I was 3 years old and my parents had some friends over and we were playing hide and go seek. And I was laying down looking up at the sky, you know, the stars. And I just knew I wasn't from here. I knew I'd been around before. I just knew it. And then as a child, I always knew that God was my mommy and daddy. I mean, like...
No.
I used to cry myself to sleep each night. Mommy, Daddy, let me come home. And I thought I was being punished because I had to be down here on the earth. So I've always had the connection. And I call Jesus my main man. He's been with me ever since I can remember. Not through a church or religion. He's just been with me. You know, the Christ energy. So it's guided me and really guided me through my work. So he would teach me a process for myself to go through. And then when I could experience it, you know, that I'd shifted or healed or whatever, then I would have more tools to assist others in my workshops. And same with my private sessions. Like I was guided by him, Jesus, to go to the Holistic Health College. And at the college, I started working through a lot of my own stuff because, like many of us, you know, I feel those of us that have come down, you know, with a purpose to really serve or assist humanity, have chosen a lot to go through in this lifetime.
So yes, for sure.
The Creator talks about being a karmic completion this lifetime. So like many, my childhood was pretty challenging. And then when I was guided to this Holistic Health College by Jesus, I started working through a lot of my own stuff. And started doing massage, and I thought, I don't want to do massage, you know.
No.
As soon as I put my hands in people's bodies, I could see inside the body. And
wow.
I could see, like, in the second chakra, like the second chakra holds all the karmic energy. And from that chakra, you know, which is about 2 inches below the navel, that energy runs through the whole body and system, all the emotion, everything we've gone through. And I could see what it was like in the mother's womb, you know, like it was what it was like before they were born, the agreements that they made to come down to this lifetime to free. So I just started seeing inside people's bodies. I could see what it was like inside the womb, where people started picking up their belief systems and patterns. So then I started doing inner child work with people. And I was shown, you know, when we do inner child work, you know, if you're a woman, you bring the little girl. If you're a man, you bring the little boy. But what Jesus was showing me, or spirit creator, we all have a little girl and boy inside of us. That the little girl is our knowing, our creative, our intuitive, the spiritual aspect. Our little boy is the male, the intellect, the ego, the will, and the part that goes forward. So to really be healthy in this lifetime, go forward, we need both aspects of ourselves. So many times, like our inner children don't even know the other one exists. So if we were raised in a childhood that was challenging, maybe we learned to close down really the feeling part of ourselves and come from the male where we were safe. So when you understand this, then you open the feminine up, the feminine, our spiritual, starts opening up to the higher aspects of ourself. And then the male and female support each other to go forward. And then also, I started taking people into past lives. It's not something I thought, okay, I'm going to do past life work. It just happened. I could see. Wow. Yeah. So I was guided to the Holistic Health College to start clearing a lot of my own stuff out so I could really work with others. And it just keeps evolving. It's been amazing.
I'm sure that's so true. What I neglected to mention is our early beginnings, I'm back home in Wisconsin, sitting in my brother's cabin on Lake Superior. And you're going to hear a lot of sounds in the background because there's a road here that shouldn't have a lot of traffic. But you might be hearing, I even heard a helicopter fly over. So, you know, there's going to be a little bit of extraneous background sounds that are coming because I'm doing my Zoom recording here in Wisconsin on Lake Superior.
Coming home.
Yes. And of course, whenever any of us do that, you know, it definitely brings up a lot of stuff and
a lot of family stuff.
Oh God, it's so true. It's so true. Yeah. So, you know, both wonderful things and then things that haven't been healed yet and, you know, the hidden things that need to be spoken about, you know, that's all part of also the work that you do, right?
Yes, I do a lot of work with relationship with ourself also. I mean, I believe that when you're around people and stuff comes up or whatever, you know, emotions, feelings, it's really important to look inside. What's that triggering inside of me? Where is it inside of me? Because it's always us. And like the creator shares, like, because this is a lifetime we've agreed to come full circle. Everyone in this lifetime you've been with before, and they've just come to you to really mirror a lot of this energy or your patterns that need to be cleared out. So they're really gifts to you. So instead of really the judgment, oh, this person did that, start asking, okay, where is it inside of me? Where is it inside of me? So, you know, I've just...
Which is so hard to do. It's so hard to do. I mean, you know, it's like with our family here, and I've mentioned my family many times on the podcast because, you know, this is the nature of what I do with these interviews is a sharing, and it's not like, you know, it's not necessarily like an interview like 2020 or something like this, but a sharing of like experiences of exploration. You know,
and you have a great family.
Oh, I do. I do. I do. They're very colorful and very Italian. Oh my gosh, I'll tell you. So, you know, and it's interesting. Yeah, we definitely have you know, a rich history here and our family histories are for each of us. You know, I've talked to a lot of people in my shop, you know, in the boutique I have in Arizona, and people have rich histories of their own. That's being amazing. And we've talked about this many times, and I know more so than ever, is being able to have that perspective of what is happening in this moment and seeing how those things connect from when we had our early start and our early years. And I know that you've done a great deal of that and have taken people through so many things yourself to be able to get insight about what makes us who we are.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because, as you know, I just ended this relationship and he was pretty narcissistic. And my mother, I had a very challenging relationship with my mother, as you know.
Oh, yes.
She said some pretty horrific things to me. So in this relationship, we were in the UK for a couple of weeks. Anyway, it was really challenging. And I went down the ocean and I was sitting there really torn up. And Jesus said to me, pray for him. And when I did, it lifted me totally out of the pain body, you know, all the karmic emotional stuff, and into the higher aspect. And I instantly moved out of those emotions. And
then, wow.
And then when I got back home, I started looking at, okay, where is it inside of me? You know, why did I bring this to me again?
Yes.
You know, because it's a pattern. It's a pattern. And I've worked on myself enough. So here it is again. So yesterday I had a client and we were looking because she's gone through the same thing. And it is interesting that collectively, so many of us are moving through this pattern now. So in working with her, we went back and, okay, when was she the narcissist in another lifetime? So that's what I'm thinking, okay, for myself also, okay, that's where it is. And that's why I brought it to me. Some other place I've been the narcissist. And so going through karmic completions, then of course we're going to bring the other side to you so you can experience what it feels like.
Sure. Well, the narcissistic personality, the challenge I always feel with a narcissist, because nobody wants to think of themselves as a narcissist.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very hard to own that and to actually admit that that's, you know, what is happening within them. And I think that with a narcissist or with other characteristics that any of us might be dominantly carrying, if we can actually own the possibility, oh, maybe I really am a narcissist, you know? Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, to reach in that observation place that each of us do have the ability to move into and see how we can actually dismantle that from our personality.
Well, for me, it's not even about him. It's about me. Like I said, where is it inside of me? Where is it inside of me? Because I believe everyone in our life is a mirror for us.
Yeah.
And when we understand that, like you're talking about childhood stuff, also going home, so much of it comes up. So it's like if we can look at where is it inside of me? And if you don't get it at first, just ask. Because spirit wants us to heal. They've always said to me, we can't do this without you. You can't do it without us. So it's not even about making someone else wrong. You know, it's about healing it within us so that we don't bring the pattern to us again.
Right.
So
right.
For me, I mean, the gift of it is, it was a gift for me. It is a gift for me. And he's who he is. He can do whatever he wants to do. But for me, I want to clear it.
Yes. And, you know, all of our experiences of a whatever nature, good or bad, when we can get to the place where we know we're embracing each and every moment as the gift of the opportunity for our own self-realization, then when you talk about freedom, isn't that kind of what you're meaning? The freedom that we can have?
Oh my gosh, yes, yeah. Moving out of all of these old emotional patterns or the karmic agreements that we came into this lifetime to free from. You know, so the creator talks about we start picking up those patterns at the time of conception, you know, when the sperm hits the egg, all of a sudden this little egg, you know, who we are, just explodes with both patterns from both of our parents. It's like they're downloaded into us. And then our agreement in this lifetime is to clear them. So as we heal it for ourselves, clear it from us, we're clearing it for generations backwards and forwards. So it's in the DNA. And You know, I do a lot of DNA work with people, and I started doing DNA work about 15 years ago after I was diagnosed with cancer. And I had two biopsies that said I had cancer. And I started looking at, okay, who in my family's had the health issues I've had? And I could see that it was my father. So I thought, I'm going to see if I can go into his DNA. And although we know we are our parents and we, you know, like I married my dad twice, you know, of course, we're going to bring the same pattern to us. And although we know that when I was in the DNA, it was just like mind-blowing, incredible to really experience it on an emotional level. So then I thought, okay, I'm going to do soul retrieval. I'm going to clear myself from those patterns. So I brought the aspect of me that was playing out the pattern, that was an extension of the pattern. I cleared and brought me back into me. And then I thought, if I can do my father, I can do my mother, whatever, you know. So same thing. So then I went in for cancer surgery. I had uterine cancer. And at the time I thought, I don't need my uterus. I'm not having any more kids down here, you know. And and I was busy, like on tour and everything. So I didn't want to spend years trying to heal it naturally in that way. So I just thought, I don't need it. So when I went in for cancer surgery, not a trace of cancer was found. Because I cleared it from my system.
Yeah. From your system. But, you know, yeah, I've known you for over 20 years and had the privilege of, you know, a close friendship and observing your journey as you have mine. And I know that this is true for many people who do the kind of spiritual work that you do, that you somehow, you know, you take on various illnesses and move through them into a healed state. And that's the way you can guide other people from dis-ease into the freedom of not having whatever that might be that's concerning them, and a condition that can be even life-threatening. And, you know, this is how many people have these miraculous healings, instantaneous things that we know are all possible.
Yeah, they are.
We know they're possible. But having, you know, the experience that you went through, the experience of having cancer, you went through the experience of having that heart ailment just recently. And I mean, you go into these things, and every time you do that, I get, oh God, I hope she's going to be okay. And I think, she's just doing her work. She's going to be fine.
It's interesting, because when I do go through these processes, like the cancer, the DNA, then I started doing DNA work with people in my workshops, and it's so profound, the healing of it. One woman whose mother died when she was about three or whatever had no connection to her, and the DNA, her mother comes to her. You know, when the DNA opened, her mother actually from the spirit world then showed up and interacted and communicated with her.
Wow.
It's really profound. Yeah.
Wow.
For every experience I go through then, but now, you know, then I learn how to assist people from my experience. But I'm really asking spirit now, let's tone down some of those experiences. I don't need cancer. I don't need heart failure.
Oh my Lord. I mean, you had to wear that electric vest to start your heart if it stopped.
Yeah.
And your sensitivity to electricity in general, because of your attunement to spirit, was so challenging for you. And you had to endure all of that, and at the same time be going through a very challenging love relationship that, you know, was anything but easy to deal with. So,
but the gift is, my heart healed itself. I'm fine now.
It's
amazing. So I go through those issues, and then, you know, I come out the other side. So I have not, I'll be back on a tour in, you know, Sweden. So more will come through as far as what that process was about. And I know a lot of it is the pain we carry in our heart, like heartbreak. And, you know, I lost my son. Was really broke my heart. And, it's interesting, because I've worked with people that have lost children, but when it's your own, it's totally a different. But we're good. And, you know, when he left, that night, Mother Mary came to me and hugged me and said, I know what it's like to lose a son. I lost mine. And just I sobbed. And then I got the message that I was going to write a book. And I got the title right then, Surfing Through Heaven's Doorways, because Frank was a surfer dude, you know?
Yes.
Hawaii, and the ocean was his life. Mm-hmm. And then, so immediately he started communicating with me. It was incredible.
We're losing. There's something. We're dropping out a little bit on the sound.
Can you still hear me now?
I can. Yeah, we just have to. Okay, let's see if it's you or me. But okay, let's keep rolling here, because I don't want to lose track of what you're just saying.
So Frank is his name, and he immediately started making contact with me. And he and Jesus are buddies, you know, like Jesus and I are. As soon as I saw him go into the spirit world, it's like they were kind of high-fiving each other. And then together they came and they started taking me into the higher dimensions, into the spirit world, to show me what it's like when we leave here, you know, the different processes we go through. It was incredible. Journey. And then he started communicating with me, and in my workshops and private sessions, like I'd do a workshop and people say, taking people through a process, and they say, well, Frank, you know, whatever. And I went, what? So Frank was working with me in the workshops, and now I'm really conscious of it. We work together. Mm-hmm. And a lot of his work is going into people's hearts and clearing a lot of that old pain that we're carrying, because it's not just from this lifetime. This is a lifetime that we need to come full circle. So it's like it's an accumulated pain, a lot of karmic stuff. So he and his beloved in the spirit world, her name's Lyrica, so they clear the emotions out of the heart. And then they go further into the center of the heart, the center of the soul, and into the Akashic records, and start clearing those old records out of the center of the heart and out of people's bodies and systems. And he also shows up to people, I mean, independently of me. People read the book or whatever, and then they'll contact me. Okay, Frank is now, you know, my spirit guide. He's guiding.
Oh, no. And, so, well, you know, last week we had Amber Wiltsy on as our guest, and her beloved husband passed, and she, you know, that was a huge loss for her, and she just couldn't let go. And some people kept saying, we gotta let him go. And then instead, what she did, like you with Frank, she just started connecting with him on the other side. You know, and we have to understand that because someone dies, they're not gone.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, it's an amazing journey down here. Not easy, but we
signed up for it. No, it certainly isn't. Yeah, I know. So tell us about your workshop this past weekend. It said, you know, I was reading your flyer and said you will travel through many karmic contracts, dimensions, timelines to retrieve missing aspects of ourselves to feed the collective shadow. So through subpersonality release, DNA codings, clearings, and reactivations, we will free our own shadow out of duality and into balance with our light. So that was the kind of the headline for your workshop, birthing our shadow into light and freedom. So tell us about what took place this past weekend and the people that were able to enjoy.
Well, I've been doing shadow work for a lot of years. And I know,
I think it's good, first of all, for listeners to know, give us a little definition of what you mean by shadow.
Okay. We all have this multidimensional light aspect of ourselves, and what's happening right now on the earth plane, as we're shifting dimensions, ascending, our light is so powerful and strong, because every time we shift into higher vibrations of ourselves, the light within us becomes stronger. And as that happens, it starts activating the shadow aspect of ourself. The shadow is our fear. It's our ego. You know, it's all the need to control, all that kind of stuff that goes on inside of us. And that ego that doesn't want the light part of ourselves to heal or, you know, to go forward. And because we've had many lifetimes, we've had lifetimes when we've been the light and the shadow kind of broke us or closed us down. And we've also had lifetimes on with the shadow. So again, this is a lifetime of completion. So the same thing that's going on inside of us is going on in the world right now.
It sure shows up like that. The polar opposites couldn't be more polarized.
It is. But as we look at our world, look how many people are waking up spiritually. And people say, I don't see that. Well, I do. You know, in the work I've been doing for like 30 something years, when I started, there weren't many of us doing this work. And now, my God, you know, you can find books, you know, workshops or whatever, and everything you can imagine and what you can't imagine. Because that's because people are shifting and they're waking up inside of themselves. Spirit is working with them and guiding them into the larger purpose. So because of that, this collective light in the world is huge all through the world. So anytime you have that, it's going to activate the shadow. So the shadow aspect, the dark, whatever, you know, the duality of life does not want the light aspect of us collectively to really wake up. But the shadow has no power on its own. It just feeds off of our fears or insecurities. So I always say how important it is to watch, to discern what you're watching, you know, or putting your energy. Because if we're putting it into all of the shadow stuff that's going on in the world, the duality or whatever, you're actually feeding it. It's like you're making it stronger. You're giving it your light. You're empowering it.
I have a few associates right now that I'm very close to who absolutely will not watch the news, will not watch even TV. They simply refuse to allow any of what is negative and shadowy into their own awareness. They're focusing their energy on what would be considered more of the light, I guess, if we have to give it a label. Or just what is, you know, the necessary aspects of creating the life that they choose to live.
Absolutely. And what happens if you're watching all that negative? The creator talks about we're always, always, always matching and merging with our environment. So our etheric body, our energy body, has a collective DNA system. And it's always saying, feed me, feed me, feed me. Like it's looking for a connection. So if you're watching negative energies, your whole system then is going to match and merge with it. And because there's no past, present, future, it's going to open up other lifetimes, whatever, of that same frequency. And then it really starts short-circuiting you, closing you down. And I've worked with people that are constantly researching all of this. And oh my God, it's amazing what's going on inside of their bodies. One woman I said to you, I'm afraid you're going to have a stroke. Mm. And she was really sick. She could hardly function. And she said she researches that all the time. So the frequency of it had filled her whole body up.
Oh, because she was focused on strokes?
No, because she was focused on the negativity of what's going on in the world.
Oh.
And her whole system matched and merged with it. Oh. So those of us that are light, as you watch that, your system's going to take it in. You're going to match and merge with it. And it's going to short circuit you. You know, you're going to end up with sickness, disease. So I said, oh, my God, I'm afraid you're going to have a stroke. And she said, she had seen her doctor. Now she was on a second blood pressure medication. I mean, you absolutely will end up sick or short-circuited with it. And that's the intention of it also. A lot of it. You know?
Yeah, I know. It's difficult because as human beings, responsible human beings on this planet, we feel that we need to know what's going on to, you know, to be a warrior if it's necessary in this. And perhaps we want to redefine what it means to be a warrior. Maybe it's not about fighting, but a different kind of energy because, you know, Gary Null always says everything is energy. And I'm very involved with frequency medicine right now. Everything is frequency. Everything is frequency. Mm-hmm. There are these wonderful files that another friend of mine, David, he has these files, frequency files to address each illness and each uplifting part. And if we immerse ourselves in the positive things, then our focus of attention is there, and we won't draw these other things to us. You know,
and also, Kathleen, if we focus on the positive, it's the same thing. We've had so many lifetimes, you know, when we have ascended. And I'm using that, you know, I mean, for me, when people talk about the ascension, sometimes it's airy-fairy, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's not the way I'm using it. I mean, we are shifting dimensions where we have lived multidimensionally in all the karmic stuff, the duality. And now as we're coming home within ourselves and the whole world is shifting into higher vibrations, we're connecting multidimensionally with the light of who we are. So if we're focused on that, your whole system is going to open up to so many lifetimes when you've been the light, when you've been the priestess, you know, the priest, you know, or whatever it could be. And many of us are really high light beings that have agreed to lower our vibration and come down to the earth right now. And because of that, we are so sensitive. And if we watch that kind of stuff, it short circuits us, and it's going to go within and activate all the old memories inside of us of duality, of war, sickness, disease, yes, whatever it is, because yeah, like attracts like. Our whole body is going to match and merge with it.
Yes. And you know, the conundrum always that I have struggled with, and I think everyone does, you know, there's a certain attachment that we have to the negative, to, you know, seeing bad things on the news, you know, mm-hmm, you know, and, you know, what is that? How do we disable the desire to see, oh my God, look at the headline. Oh, you know, this mother just killed all of her kids. And, you know, that sense of wanting to read what the article is just presenting. And, you know, because all the news media, all the media outlets, whether it's newspaper, TV, or the front page of Yahoo when we open up our computer, those headlines are designed to capture our attention and capture our going into reading them, because everything is monetized.
And it's all fear-based, you know?
It's all fear-based.
There's fear or love. So as you look at the news, you don't see much positive. You just see all this fear energy.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's addicting. So that's the shadow energy that wants to pull you in. So if we continue to watch it, we're feeding it again. We're empowering it. We're giving it our light. And it's so interesting because on my phone, I don't know how this news app or whatever came up. So I get all this negative stuff. And I found myself starting to watch some of it. I told Melody, oh my, my sister, oh my God, I need to get off my phone. Yes. I don't want to watch that. It pulls you, like you said, it pulls you into it.
Yes.
And you then know, I find myself feeling like emotionally out of balance or whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't it a little bit of a, you know, I mean, it's clear if somebody's addicted to alcohol or drugs, you know, those addictions are, you know, it's difficult because I'm probably Italian and addicted to food, but it's the insidious ones are our addictions to and proclivities towards things that we don't even think are addictions.
It's definitely an addiction, because people I talk to that have all these health problems, when I'm in their body, I can see that they're involved in this, researching it, watching it. I can see it in the body. And they say to me, oh my God, you know, this nurse that I was working with said, the minute she got up, you know, she was researching on her days off. That's all she was doing. It is an addiction. And people say it's an addiction. It pulls you in. And that's what it's designed to do. Because then it really blocks us from going forward in the highest of who we are. Again, we're feeding that negativity. It sucks us in.
Right. Yeah.
And I think what I've gone through recently is for me to really see what happens with other people, how easy it is to be pulled into it.
And that's the choice of where do we
want to put our energy.
That's what's difficult, because, you know, sometimes we don't even realize we're going there. And then all of a sudden, you know, you can catch yourself and say, oh my God, I'm in it. And I didn't realize I already went there.
Uh-huh. You know?
I just slipped into something that is not necessarily the best for me. And, you know, when you come into family systems, you know, I have often mentioned, I mean, I love my family and I'm, you know, crazy Kathy there. Oh no, there she's going to bring something else to us that we don't understand. Okay. And, you know, there you go again, you know, I've been doing this my whole life, you know, it's true. So I end up coming home and I just know, I know. And then they say, oh, hide the deer heads. You know, Kathy, she doesn't want anything killed, you know.
I know.
So, I mean, I get a kick out of it because I know what, you know, we are sometimes placed in family systems for a reason.
It is.
And so, you know, basically I just feel like I shouldn't say anything. I should just be a demonstration and not try to convince anyone of anything that I value or that because I'm always on the cutting edge of everything. You know, I was part of Gary Null's anti-aging studies and, you know, I do things that very few people do, you see, but that's, I think, my mission, my purpose. That's why I'm here. That's why I stayed.
In our family unit, there's always one of us that is what you call the black sheep, but we're really the white sheep, you know.
Oh, we're the ones that are going to
start shifting the whole family unit. Because like you, I've always been ahead of my time. You know, the family thought I was crazy and all that. And most crazy people think they're not, you know. So I know.
It's true.
So through the healing that I've gone through, my whole family unit has started healing. And when my son was a little boy, he said, gosh, Mom, can you see, you know, since you're healing, even Grandma and Grandpa are, you know, so we're clearing those old patterns and programs out. And again, we're the ones that have agreed we're going to do it in our family unit.
Yeah.
So my children, all three of them, Frank's on the other side now, are all gifted spiritually. It's amazing.
Wow.
And look at the children coming through right now. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I know.
How conscious they are.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Coming through and really remembering their light.
Yes, right.
Conversations they're having with their parents. And
yes.
So they are the parents of our world. And because of that, I feel like we're going to make it. You know, we're going to be okay because the old, what I call the old farts are going to die off. And these future beings, I mean, they're going to take us the rest of the way, whatever that is, you know, really shifting us into the light within ourselves and the collective.
Yes.
And we are the ones that have gone before to open the door for that to be able to happen.
Absolutely. Yes, we are definitely the way showers. And, you know, in my life, whether it was a business operation or other, you know, I was the part of the team that first brought phone cards to this country. I was part of the first company that, you know, deregulated telephone, long distance telephone. I mean, I was always, it was
in
just my journey, always in the front lines, which is not easy because when you're cutting that, you know, pioneering path, and more often than not, I mean, I should have been a billionaire by now, but more often than not, whatever, you know, my company, we didn't have the finances to sustain us. So we broke the ground for people. And then people that came right behind us, like Smart Talk and all that, you know, billions and billions of dollars. So
but that's what we do. We open the door for the next generations, you know, to be able to take it's like the relay race, you know, we're the first ones. And then, And then
I fully expected to win that $1 billion in the lottery. And when the guy from California won it, I said, hey, that was my billion. That was supposed to be mine. It's coming.
It is.
Yeah. Also bring forward the, you know, the oneness consciousness. That's a hard one for people, you know, to kind of get their head wrapped around because, you know, it's difficult for us to think of us all being one. We have to think in larger, more vast concepts of what does that mean, you know?
Mm-hmm. What the creator, for those of you that don't know me, you know, I've done 5 books and the first one was channeled from the creator and I was really surprised. It just started coming through me. And I started automatic writing, and I'm a channel, so I knew it was the creator, but I didn't know what I was writing, you know. And the first day I went, oh my God, you know, when reading it, and I'm dyslexic, you know, so I didn't read a lot as a child or whatever. And so when this book started coming through me, I'm like, oh my God, you must be kidding here, you know. But the gift of
it's amazing. That book is amazing.
To show us that we have so many gifts inside of us that are just waiting to be activated and wake up. But anyway, in that book, the creator talks about, we call ourselves souls, but we're really cells. We're cells of the higher consciousness from which we were first created. So that would be like the balance of, you know, mother, father, God, the balance of the male and female. That's our creation, really, that one soul or one cell. And then we flip from there and came down, you know, into this lifetime, all these other lifetimes, whatever. So as we are going through this incredible collective healing, we're shifting, we're coming back home into that oneness, the one cell or the one soul from which we're first created. And look at Ho'oponopono, Dr. Lenz, you know, in Hawaii, he was in that, he worked at the hospital that was one of the hardest to keep anyone there, mental hospital. And when he took over there, he knew that everyone in that hospital was him. So he never saw them in person. He just started looking at their charts and he'd say, I'm sorry and I love you. I'm sorry, please forgive me. And I'm sorry and I forgive you, because he knew that they were him. And when this happened, people started healing, because the hospital people, they were having a hard time even keeping staff there. It's like they were walking out in the middle of the shift.
Wow.
But when he did this, the whole hospital started healing, the whole consciousness. So that's the oneness, that we really are this one consciousness here. It's amazing. Yeah. So we're moving back to that. So even this breakup that I had, like I said, I'm asking, where is it inside of me? And really seeing him as an aspect of me that's out of balance, that I brought it to me to heal, because he's mirroring something to me in our life. So for me, that's the oneness, really knowing that every person in our life is an aspect of us. And when I started doing this work many years ago, I was on a bus in Sweden, and I'm sitting there looking at every person on that bus and thinking, okay, this person is me. It's an aspect of me. And I could see it. I could feel it. Whatever their traits were that I was seeing, whatever they looked like, I could really feel, okay, this is me.
Wow. And that's a hard one, though, because, you know, sometimes I do have, I look around sometimes, you know, I'm in the shop not in the shop usually, because I have wonderful people that come to my shop. But when I'm out in the grocery stores or things like that, and I look and, you know, this person just seems so untogether, and I think, that can't be me. That cannot be me.
But we all have an aspect within us of that. I mean, I certainly do. I've been working on myself a long time, but I'm still, you know, a work in progress here. Process.
Well, yes, we definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like when Jesus said for me to pray to this person, for this person, and I did it immediately. Release me from the pain body and into the higher picture. So it's the same as we look at people and we come from the higher aspect of ourselves. All we're going to have for these people are love and compassion for whatever their journey is, whatever they agreed to go through down here. And even with all the horrific stuff that's going on in our world right now, we got to pray for those that are doing it. You know,
that's always the challenge. But, you know, I know in principle that that's, well, you know, it's worth trying to do that, especially when somebody really pushes your gut buttons and it's like, oh God, some of the things that they're doing with the kids in the school systems, that pushes my button to the max, because my button was always anything that was innocent and, unable to defend itself, whether they were animals or children, man, I turn into this Italian banshee. You better get out of my way. Because, you know, I'll break up dog fights, and I will, you know, even in public, if I've seen somebody being abusive to children, I open my mouth and I butt right in. I can't help myself.
I know. I understand totally. What helps me get through it, Kathleen, is I do believe we choose our lifetime for whatever reason, you know, for the lessons we need to learn, we need to clear. And because of that, it helps me get through it, knowing, okay, for some reason I chose this. For some reason this person chose this. Their soul needs to learn. They need, and it's not that I don't feel the emotions of it, because I certainly do. But being in the larger picture, that's like when Jesus said, pray for him. And, you know, I'm not religious. I'm spiritual, you know.
Right.
Like when I talk about Jesus, it's the Christ energy. Like I said, it's not from the church. So praying for them is wanting the highest for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do, it lifts us out of the duality within ourselves to really experience the higher aspects of ourselves and really seeing the world from that place.
Yeah.
From Jesus, from the masters and angels that are looking.
Yes.
Down.
What would Jesus do? But, you know, what I love when we have these sessions with you, when you bring forward something so personal and real, when you, you know, because that, I think it, that connects for people. When you said, you know, that when you were having a challenge with your boyfriend and you heard pray for him and that changed everything, that's something that people can hear and listen to and apply to their own life and their own challenging relationships. And that doesn't have, it can be with any, it can be with your cousin, your brother, your mother, you know, pray for them, pray for them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know,
and I'm still praying for him, but I'm just saying, Jesus, and I say Jesus, you know, because he's been with me ever since I can remember. Other people call him Yeshua, you know, Sanan.
Yes, yes.
But that's my the little girl in me, you know, he's my he's always been with me. So when I pray for this person now, I just say, Jesus, I don't know his journey here. I don't know what he's supposed to be doing here. So I'm turning it over to you. You know, and I'm just praying for the best for him.
Yes, yes.
And not, you know, putting my intention of who I think he's supposed to be or what I think he's supposed to be.
Oh, but see, that's so difficult, isn't that?
Now, it makes it easier for me because I don't know. And if I try to project who I think he's supposed to be, then I start getting caught up in that emotion again. You know, I don't know his journey here.
Yeah.
I just know the gift he was to me because he mirrored all this stuff on another level that I needed to clear. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true that, you know, when we can really hold that knowing that whoever is in our life, that they are there as an opportunity to learn more about who we are and how we can be more empowering to the higher aspects of who we choose and want to be, then, you know, how can...
And to remember that we agreed for them to come into our life. You know, it's not an act.
That's a hard one, isn't
it? Yeah, so when you know that, again, then you can move out of the victim, you know, out of what I call the I, me, and into the I am. You know, okay, this person agreed to be in my life for whatever reason. What are you showing me? What are you teaching me? And you might not get it right at first, but if you ask, it's going to come to you like the light bulbs will go on. You might be in the shower, you know, or on the toilet or whatever, and just all of a sudden, light bulb, boom, okay, I got it. I got it.
Yes.
Yeah. So you ask to receive, and you will receive it. And you know what Spirit says? It's like, we can't do this without you, and you can't do it without us. We're all on the same team here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, so, now, how can people get your books? How can they find out about workshops that you're going to be presenting? How do people connect with you? I want to make sure, I should have even said that early on.
Yeah. They can go to my website, www.soulsawakening.com, and I'm just now going through upgrading it, but it still shows, you know, what I do, the work that I do, and all of that. So they can contact me there, or my email, Michelle with two L's and A-N-D spirit at hotmail.com. Again, Michelle with two L's,
with two L's,
and A-N-D spirit at hotmail.com.
Yeah. So Michelle has two L's. Phillips has two L's because they don't always have that spelling, but
Exactly.
but your email is michelleandspirit@hotmail.com and soulsawakening.com is
Correct.
your website that does give a lot of insight about your work and how, you know, all of the things we've spoken about. And, you know, I have urged you to actually, because I have those books, I pick them up and read and reread them. Sometimes I just, before I go to bed, I just open it to whatever page randomly. And I just feel like I'm being given the message that I'm meant to have before I go to sleep. And I've urged you to take, you know, some of the possibilities with your books and actually do workshops like, you know, with the book as the guide. I just think that that would be such an empowering thing for people to go through. So I really do hope that, you know, you might consider doing that. And that is something that you, you know, so many of the people that I do have on my show do these things online. And then, you know, people can, from anywhere in the world, can, you know, can go through that wonderful experience with you.
My book can be purchased on Amazon. They're all on Amazon. Amazon.
Beautiful.
A lot of the work that I do in the workshops does come from the books, because the books, so much of what come from my experience of what God or Spirit, you know, the Christ has brought through me. So then I can put them in book form, and then I also use a lot of it in my workshops. Like the Creator Heals, the five DNA activators. You know, I use that in my workshop. That's the matching and merging.
Yeah. Matching and merging is, you know, also the, you know, the frequency stuff.
Absolutely.
Same thing.
It is. Yeah, it is. How much time do we have left?
Oh, goodness, we only have about 5 minutes.
Okay. I just wanted to take us through a very quick process for people to go through this in the morning, and it instantly connects you with Spirit.
Okay. Right. Please
like
do that.
Meditation. Okay. So we're going to go through the root, up through our whole core, through all of our chakras, front and back, our energy centers. As we're going up, we're going to move through the top of our head, our pineal gland, which is the DNA connection to source. When I started doing pineal gland activations, I could absolutely see the DNA open to God, to Spirit. It's beautiful. And that's who we are. And it's so many different colors and beauty. So we're moving up through the pineal gland. Spirit's opening for anyone that's listening, everyone that's listening. So we're moving higher up, and we're going through the new world, the new earth, and into what the Creator is talking about, the beyond, or the Holy Spirit. Great. And when we get there, we're just going to say, Mother, Father, God, Creator, the I am of all that is. I now set the intention and command that every cell of my body, that all consciousness, unconsciousness, collective consciousness, subconsciousness of my being now awakens, knows, and remembers that I am safe to release and clear all karmic agreements and contracts, and to remember that my heart is your heart, my mind is your mind, and I now experience all life through the essence of the oneness, the one soul, the one cell from which I was first created. And then you give thanks. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. Because in the higher dimensions it is, and we're bringing it down here. So this energy moves through your root, the bottom of your feet, as Mother, Father, Earth are just grounding you so that you become the light between heaven on earth. thank you, Christ, I am of all that is. And then amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
And just allow this energy to totally activate you, your cells, your tissues, your organs, and just turn you into this higher aspect of yourself.
Mm.
Beautiful.
And people can play and replay that process you just did. And they are, thank you for leaving that little pause after each one. That's what where people would repeat what you said.
Correct.
So that they're really participating in that process and bringing that forward. Wow. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Michelle.
So the subconscious mind, if you do that, the subconscious mind is going to assist you. And the minute you start, it's just going to open up and that higher energy will flood into you.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Kathleen. It's always an honor to be with you and to be on your podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm really grateful for you taking the time and, you know, being able to share all of your wonderful aspects of healing and insights so that our listeners can gain, once again, wisdom on wise women. Coming up now is Kyle and Rodney are going to be doing another angle. And they are a couple of great guys that always have wonderful guests. And I was one of them a while back. I certainly hope that everybody will stay tuned and listen to that. And once again, enjoy John Spoon and his partner to the beautiful Only One. Go and listen to it on YouTube. It's absolutely beautiful to see. And so with that, I wish everyone a wonderful week ahead. Take good care and bye-bye.
Bye.